92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Something pretty amazing happened recently for a woman named Gwen Goldman. Back in 1961, she attended a Yankee game with her dad. First time ever. She was 8 years old. And they're sitting in the stands, and Gwen says to dad, "I want to be the first bat girl for the Yankees." So she went home, wrote a letter, asked to be considered for that position. But Gwen got rejected. Yankee management at the time said the game was dominated by men and that she would feel out of place in the dugout. Man, they'd never get away with that today. Well, that letter has been hanging on the wall of Gwen's house for the last 60 years. And a couple of weeks ago, the Yankees added a line to the payroll budget which says Batgirl because they made Gwen Goldman's dream come true, which happened after a little bit of poking and prodding of their current GM by Gwen's daughter, Abby. Cashman said that the Yankees don't believe in gender barriers, and despite the fact that 6 decades have passed since she first expressed interest in the position, Gwen Goldman became the New York Yankees' first ever Batgirl at Yankee Stadium during a game. It was a full day of activity. She got her uniform from a locker with her name on it. She said it was even more fun than the first time she went to Yankee Stadium when she was 8 years old. Good job, Gwen.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.